I think the readings at Mass today are so beautiful. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah, where we are being told and are being reminded that God desired to bring all people to come to know Him, even the foreigners, even the ones that might not be accepted by the people of Israel at that time, to emphasize to us that salvation is universal, and salvation comes from God, and God desired to unite and desire that all people come to know Him. And this is a great reminder for each and every one of us that oftentimes we think that that our faith is particular, and we begin to isolate people that don't perhaps look like us or think like us or share some of the values we think that are needed. But God desires that everyone be saved and come to know Him. So it's important for us as Christians to remember that we are called to evangelize, just like what Jesus said in Matthew 28, to evangelize, to preach the gospel to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and make disciples so that they come to know God. And it's important for us to know that we ourselves should not be an impediment, an obstacle, or whatever we have created for ourselves to impede against God's own mission to bring people to Him. And the second reading today from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans said the same thing too, that God is faithful. His faithfulness, the gifts and the call that He had for the people of Israel and us are irrevocable. He will never go back to His words, and He will never deny the covenant that He had entered with His people. It is oftentimes we who are the one who have forgotten our covenant with Him. It is oftentimes us who have forgotten God. And that leads us toward the gospel reading today, which is, I think, so beautiful, the encounter between the Canaanite woman and Jesus. At first, it seemed like Jesus was almost like a jerk or so cold-hearted, that He would kind of deny the Canaanite woman. But we have to remember, this is where biblical history and understanding is very important, that the Canaanites are Gentiles, the people that didn't know the covenant or didn't know God. And as a matter of fact, from biblical scholarship and from all these information from the archaeologists, we know that Canaanite people tend to have an altar of the gods, plural, in their houses. So they have all these different wooden idols, different gods that they worship. So each family have their favorite sets of gods that they call to and kind of turn to whenever they need help. So they don't deny that there are gods out there. There are deities out there. However, our God doesn't want to be one among many. He wants to be the only one. Remember that God desires our love. He desires our everything. He desires our commitment. He desires a covenant, a relationship. And that's why when the Canaanite woman came to Jesus, she didn't doubt that He was perhaps powerful, perhaps a God. But He wants to make sure that she doesn't just come on a benefit or transactional base alone. He wants her faith. He wants her everything. And unlike the Canaanites in the past, we perhaps today don't worship gods that are made up of wooden idols, but we have worshiped gods that we have put before the Almighty. Gods that perhaps come from consumerism itself. Gods are like Apple, like Samsung, like Ford, like GMC, or the things that we value more than God Himself. Perhaps those gods could also be our career, our sense of wanting to achieve and live our life. And those gods could also be our ego, even though postmodern understanding of gods are no longer in forms of idols or of wood or of materials. We do worship idols more than the true God himself. And God just doesn't want to be one among many. He wants to be our everything. He wants that relationship. He wants that love. He wants us to give ourselves to him. And that's why he wants our faith, just that he wants the Canaanite woman to give him everything. And it takes a lot of humility to say that, Lord, I trust in you. Lord, I might not know everything, and I'm weak. I might not be able to comprehend everything, but Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. That sense of humility, that sense of dependency, that sense of trust in God is what he desires and what he wants of us. And only when we give ourselves our everything to God, then we will hear from him, O woman, my child, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. As you wish would be the healing of our soul, as well, if secondary, the healing of our body. God wants to be not just one among many. He wants to be our everything, our all. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of everything that's going on, the world that's trying to distract us and turn us away from God, the world that trying to tempt us, saying that we have to be successful, we have to be this or that, we have to be in control, or we have to live ourselves, or we have to be free in order to truly be ourselves. It's often set God at our enemy, the one who takes away our freedom, who kind of takes away our own autonomy and whatever we want to do for our lives. We have to remember that radical dependency on God is the joy and the happiness that no one else could ever, ever take away from us. Yes, God desires that everyone come to know him and to be saved, and that his call to us is irrevocable. He doesn't deny what he has given to us, but we ourselves have to give are everything to him too. So let us ask ourselves at this moment, who am I loving? Is God my everything, my primary? Am I willing to give him my all through the life of faith, through the life of worship, especially through the holy sacrifice of the Mass? Or am I only speaking God's, the name of God, just like other gods on my lips? But I really haven't given him my everything. God wants our heart. He just doesn't want us to say that we believe in him. Or he just doesn't want us to say words that are empty. He wants that personal relationship by how we live our faith. In prayer, in worship, as well in life of true charity, true love, true action. True service to our brothers and sisters, because at the end of the days, talks are cheap, and to say that we believe in God just like other things doesn't really mean anything. God wants our faith, and once we give him our everything, then we will see the miracles being done for us, that our lives are changed. Our souls are healed, and everything else begin to make sense, because everything else is temporary. Only God is eternal, and he is our source of happiness.